And I pay them through subscriptions for PayPal, and I've stripped all email addresses off all of my membership sites. So and so I'm not saying that there's no way to contact me, but I've replaced the email addresses with a link to the help desk. So when you go to the help desk, it says, you know, pick the site or the ebook that you have a question about, and there's also a link that says personal contact for Mike Fulsame. So they could reach me through my help desk, and when Nancy gets it, if it's a, you know, a standard JV for, you know, Mike, I just purchased resale rights to the free to sell package, can you send it out to your list? You know, she has a she has a standard reply that, you know, I'm not currently doing joint ventures right now. But if there's a personal reply to me, it gets forwarded up to me. So that allows me to continue to run my business and market. Other things that you can outsource.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Just on the support side of things, is there some special software that you use for that?
Yeah, great. Thank you. I was just about to go back and mention that. I got two great resources, places where you can get a help desk. You can go to pearldesk.com. And that's spelled P-E-R-L, not P-E-A-R-L. It's
okay.
P-E-R-L-D-E-S-K.com.
Okay.
That's the software that I use, and 50% of the people that use Help Desk like that. And the other real popular 50% one is a site called Kayoko.com, and I think that's spelled K-A-Y-A-K-O, Kayoko.com.
Okay.
Did I say that right? Kayoko. Maybe it's kayoko.com. But if you don't see it there, you can do a search in Google for that, and it'll bring you there. But I'm pretty sure it's kayoko.com. And they have nice different help desks. So what the person can do is it asks them to submit their question first before they open a ticket, and then it says, you know, based on the question that you've asked, these are tickets that have been answered. Please look at them, and then the person can click on it, and they can see, you know, for instance, somebody would say, I want to uninstall Instant Buzz. So it finds the keywords uninstall Instant Buzz, and it'll see that we've already replied, and it'll give the person a reply, and if they're happy, they go on, and if they're unhappy, they say, no, I'd select to submit a ticket. So it also saves you even any contact, because sometimes you can help them without them having to wait for the reply. So those are two good desks that I would definitely suggest.
Okay. And what about now? You've got a person that's actually dedicated to the support. How much does somebody like that cost?
Okay. What I will say, because I don't want to give anybody salaries out.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that you can go to elance.com. That's E-L-A-N-C-E, elance.com, and you can post that you're looking for support. And I don't want to say this the wrong way. I don't want to come across the wrong way. But what I will say is that in countries like India, people will work for less than the minimum wage here in this country. If I'm not coming across politically correct, I apologize. But what I'm basically saying is that there could be somebody in India that is the president of a bank, and he's making $150 per month, and that can take them very far at $150 a month, where some people are making $20 a month or $40 a month. So if there's a young lady that's willing to work for your help desk for $200 a month, and, you know, and put 3 to 6 hours a day, you know, tops. I mean, that's a lot for somebody to put at a help desk. But let's say they have to put 2 hours a day in the morning and 2 hours a day at night, just so that, you know, you don't let your customers go too long, and you pay this person $200 a month. I look at that as a win-win situation, because here's a person that you're giving an opportunity to make more money than maybe somebody that runs a bank, and they're grateful to have that job, and it's very affordable for you, because as we were saying, you know, if you're getting them to work, let's say 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, that's 15 hours a week, is 60 hours a month. And we said before that if your income is $100 per hour, that's $6,000 per month. It's costing you to be away from your business that you could get somebody to outsource for $200 a month. And I've had this conversation before, and I'll say the names because they're good friends of mine, Gary Ambrose and Michael Rasmussen. Both didn't do a lot of outsourcing. Gary is a programmer and marketer by trade, so originally he wanted to do all of the programming himself. It's a fear of losing control, And Gary's turned his business over to some programmers, and he's got a help desk support. My friend Michael Rasmussen, I've convinced him. I've said, Mike, you're spending 3 hours a day doing this email for you. Got so many different products, and all you keep telling me is, oh, I haven't done it in 4 days, and it's up to 300. I said, outsource it, Mike. And he got a girl that's doing it for $75 a week, and she's completely ecstatic to have this extra income. To, you know, she's got it down probably so quick she can do it in a half hour twice a day. And he has never felt more free because now he can run his business. And, you know, she sends maybe one or two emails up to him a day that needs his attention. And it allows him to run a business and not be a slave to his business.
That is, I don't know if people actually caught that, but that is one of the biggest keys in any business, is actually not being a slave to your business, because that's just the same as having a job, but actually
yes.
running the business so that you have the freedom to go about doing other things that you actually want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about it. You know, if he was tied up doing email for 3 hours, couldn't he at that time taken that time to send an email to Terry Telford and say, hey, Terry, my name is Mike Rasmussen. I own this, or I own that, or I own the free advertising forum. Occasionally, Terry, what I do is I do something for my members. Do you have a product maybe that sells for $97? And maybe you could do a special for my members. Offer it for $67. I have 50,000 members. I'll email it to my members, and we'll split the profit. So it'll be a win-win for you, my members, and for me. Terry, you would say, yeah, absolutely, Mike. Thanks for contacting me. Yeah, sure, send it out to your 50,000 members. So that's growing your business, and that's what I try to stress to people is that if either you could spend more time with your family, or you know, take the kids to Baskin Robbins, or relax a little bit more, step away from the computer and take that break and watch television for a while, or grow your business with the time it frees you up. But you can't be doing these $5 an hour things in your business when you're making money. Certainly at the beginning, you know, and you know you're selling three products a month, you know, you can do the email support because it's not going to kill you. But again, begin with the end in mind. Look, where do I want to be in a year from now? Well, I need to recognize when the momentum is kicking in, when it's time to start outsourcing.
Right.
So yeah, some good things there to learn for people that know they're going to take their business to the next level.
Absolutely. That's perfect. Now, what other than support, what else do you outsource?
Well, I can design a site, and I got the action scripts that I purchased from a Warrior Forum special. And the truth is, I could probably design a good-looking site in about 2 days. Uh-huh. And if you take 2 days, again, that's 16 hours that I'm away from my business where I should be either enjoying myself or growing the business. So I can outsource it, and I'll outsource it to, like, let's say, Hypercover. That's a good friend of mine, Anthony Fellersbond. He has hypercover.com, and he does some great work, and his prices range from $97 to $147, depending on what you need. And he'll get you that, you know, the header, professional header, the footer image, the box, the scripts, the CDs, whatever it needs to look like, a report, the backgrounds, the opt-in image boxes, anything that you need. And depending on his workload, I mean, he's gotten stuff back to me. I've sent it to him, you know, at 4 p.m. and by 8 p.m. he says, Mike, how does this look? And I say, change this and we're done.
Wow.
And there are sometimes I'll send it to him, and you know, he's up front with me. He says, Mike, I can get this to you tomorrow, but I'm working on a project. How soon do you need it? And I'll say, oh, this is an idea that just came to my head, Anthony. I don't need this for 2 weeks. So he says, okay, great. And you know, we work together like that, and he'll get it back to me in 4 or 5 days. So, you know, and again, I concentrate on working, and then when it's all said and done, I get all these beautiful images, and that's the difference. Remember, I said I could do it good in 2 days. He can have it back to me in 4 hours, and it's better than great. So, you know, I'll look at the investment of the site. I'll say, well, you know, I expect this site to make me $1,500 a month, so a $97 investment to make it better. You know, sometimes you're foolish because the better the image looks, the higher the conversion you're going to have. So you'll make more sales throughout the year. It will pay for itself. So you can't be penny wise and dollar foolish. It's better to outsource. And sometimes people, they get caught up in this thing. Well, I'm not going to pay somebody $100. I can do this.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. You know, this guy's no genius. You know,
yeah.
But again, to me, it's just a matter of, you know, sure, I can do it, but. But you know, I'm gonna you know, pay somebody to, because they can do it better, they can do it faster, and it allows me to concentrate on doing other things, you know. I could probably, you know, paint my house, and, you know, I could probably mow my lawn and all those types of stuff too, but, you know, if I turned out to be my full-time gardener and everything like that, I'd be away from my business, you know, trying to maybe save $20 or something like that.
Exactly. So what else? We have support. We have web design.
Okay. certainly, email copy and sales letter copy and autoresponder copy. Like, for instance, you know, I said to myself, you know, I have all these different sites. And remember, I was talking, I don't have an autoresponder series. Long story, real quick story. I had a member call me up, and he says to me, hey, Mike, says to me at the help desk, he goes, I can't believe you live in Holbrook. I live in Ronkonkoma. And basically, Terry, if I walked out of my house and threw a rock, I would hit Ronkonkoma.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he was literally two blocks up at the traffic light away from me.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I can't believe I have a top marketer here on Long Island. I hate to bug you, but, you know, can we get together for Starbucks? And I emailed him back, and I said, I hate Starbucks. Why don't we get together for Little Vincent's Pizza? So we ended up meeting at Little Vincent's, and 25-year-old kid. I said, how long have you been online? He says, about 6 months. And I said, okay, great. Well, tell me what you do. He says, well, I've got this website from Plug and Profits. Have you heard of it? I said, yeah, that's Stone Evans. He goes, yeah. He goes, and you join up for six-figure income and GDI, and he's giving me all these multi-level two-tier affiliate programs that you join up for, and then you promote your site. And I was like, okay, well, how are you promoting it? And he says, well, there's this site called Traffic Swarm. I use that. I said, okay. And he goes, and then I use Instant Buzz. I said, okay. And he says, it's this toolbar exchange, and he starts talking to me about it, and he's going on for like a minute, and I just interrupted him. I said, Jason, you know I own Instant Buzz, right? And he goes, yeah, get out of here. And I said, no. I said, I thought you contacted me because you knew that. And he goes, you're kidding, right? I said, no, I own the site. He goes, get out of here. I said, no, I'm telling you, I own it. I said, let me ask you a question. What do you know about me? And he goes, well, I know you have that site, MikeFilsaime.com. And I said, yeah. And he says, I know I get email from you. And I said, right. And he goes, I know you got other stuff, but I don't know it off the top of my head. And that's when I realized, Terry, that, you know, I have JV Network, I have List.com, I have My Viral Ads, I have Instant Buzz, I have different ebooks I've written, I have a site called Pay.com, which will do merchant processing. I have all these different sites, and a lot of my members can be with me for 3 months, 6 months, and they don't even know, either maybe they don't know me, or and they don't know all my other products. So I started saying to myself, you know, I need to go back and reverse market myself back to my members, because maybe I've grown a little fast at one point and didn't realize that I need to tell Corey Rudel, God rest his soul, he passed away a couple of days ago, but if you take a look at the way he marketed, Corey never sent out affiliate programs every week. I don't remember ever getting an email from Corey about anything else other than his own products, and he has a great affiliate center designed around all of his products. So I started looking at that, saying, you know, I need to start getting my members to know me a little bit better. But let's get that back to outsourcing. I said to myself, how can I get my members to know me? You know, somebody joins List.com, they can join JV Network, they can join Instant Buzz. How do I get them to know me? So I posted a project at Elance, and I said, here's the deal. I'm an internet marketer. I need you to look at MikeFilsaime.com/mysites.htm. And you'll see there's about 22 different website, membership sites, products, ebooks, and stuff like that. I said, what I want you to do is write an article review on every single one of my products. Now, you know what, Terry? It doesn't have to be that good, right? I mean, you know, I just want them to get an email, open it, see something about the product, have a link, and let the sales page do the work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want it to suck, but I could write it. But could you imagine me writing, you know, 22 different articles and then loading them into my autoresponders? I shouldn't say I don't have the time. I just don't want to do it, you know. So I got all types of bids, and I got this person. They sent me over. I've done this. I've done that. And they showed me all this beautiful copy that they've written in the past. They have a very good rating at Elance.com, and they're willing to do it for me for $300. So after meeting them, I realized that they're a very trustworthy person. So I said, I tell you what, I'll give you 600 if you write it for me, and I'll give you access to all my autoresponders for every one of my membership sites. All you got to do is log in and set up on day one, do this, and on day five, do this. So I sent out a schedule for her. So she's going to write all these articles about every one of my products. And anytime somebody joins one of my sites, they're going to go into this this like 15-week autoresponder series. Once a week, it's going to be like the product of the week, talking about my own products. So, you know, if I can get you into list.com, maybe you like the site, but you don't love it. But maybe you'll find instant buzz, and you love that site, and you'll become my best affiliate. So it pays for me to get people to have exposure to my site. So bringing that back to outsourcing again, I apologize, is that I could have written all of that, all those email copy, but I've decided to outsource that. So you can go find a copywriter, or you can go to Elance and find people that, that will do copy for you. And you can do that for different types of copy that I've had written for me. I write all my own copy that you see on my sales pages. I've written everyone. One of them that I didn't write was we did, my friend Michael Rasmussen and I did the free advertising giveaway. And it was a joint venture, and I was working on another project, and he said, "Mike, you want to do this with me?" And I said, "Mike, yeah, but I don't have time right now to do all this, you know, all these the copy." So we got somebody, I would say we probably paid $600 or $700. The guy does pretty good work, and he wrote the sales letter copy. There was also a joint venture sales letter, so that like a guy like you, Terry, would get there, and we needed a sales letter to get somebody to become a joint venture partner. So it was really two different types of sale pages: one, you know, to sell you on the free advertising site, and one to sell the joint venture partner to working with us. Then we also needed promotional tools for the affiliate, that when he joined the site, to have teaser copy, email copy, and stuff like that. So that's a good way to get people to, you know, to do that. They can do your email autoresponders, they could do your sales letters, and certainly your affiliate copy.
So you can actually get one person to do the whole, the copy for the whole site. So it's all,
yeah,
all,
yeah,
written in the same.
Some of them have packages. I don't remember the name of one person, but the one guy has a package where he said he'll write you a PDF, he'll write you. They'll write you email copy, affiliate copy, follow-up copy, teaser copy. It's like a whole package that they do for like $497 and stuff like that. So, you know, to me it's worth it because, you know, first of all, these people know what they're doing. Some of them do a real great job. Some of us don't know copy very, very well. And to be able to get a package like that, copy-paste, put it into your sales page is really good. I'll give you some other things that you could outsource. Like there's BannersMall.com.
BannersMall?
Yeah, you, even you, Terry, you got to write that down if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah.
BannersMall.com. I think for like maybe 20 or 30 bucks they'll do a banner, but I always go with the $97 package, and they'll give you like two verticals, two horizontals, one button, one this, one that. You know, you get like seven banners for like 97 or 107 bucks or something like that. And these guys do the flash banners. It'll rotate. It'll animate. Professional quality. I mean, you know, a little click here that'll flash, but not in your face and not annoying. These guys are really good. And I've even had Anthony at Hypercover. I'd say, "Anthony, can you make me some banners?" And he says, "Mike, why don't you use the guys at Banners Mall? You've used them before. I can do it, but these guys know flash better than me." You know, so even my outsource guy will tell me where to go to get the best stuff done. So that's a good place you want to bookmark.
Excellent.
Banners,
yeah.
Mall. And another good guy, I don't remember the name of his site. I think it's ultimateminisites.com. Good friend of mine, Dave Mizrahi. This guy is he is to copywriting. He's to the fonts and the graphics what like Michael Fortin, Michelle Fortin is to copywriting. This guy is the guy that if you've done your own copy, or you've had somebody do the copy for you, but the people don't know the formatting.
Yeah.
This is the guy that will give you the right fonts. He'll redo your site with the right header, the right margins, the tables, the testimonials. He'll get you the right arrows and the buttons and the right MasterCard logos. You know, he doesn't do the sales copy, but he'll take let's put it this way. If he did junk copy with good format, he would probably outsell good copy with a bad format because he formats a site to look really, really good.
Wow.
And he's worked for a lot of people that you probably know. A lot of people. He does some real good work.
And that's ultimateminisites.com.
Yeah.
Or what's his name?
Oh, he's got one of those names. Dave Mizrahi, and it's one of those that might be spelled with a C-H-I or H-I, I don't know. While we're talking, I'm just going to boot up my laptop here, and I will definitely get that resource to make sure. So while we're talking, other things that you could outsource is getting a site designed. You can go, let's say you have an idea for a membership site, you can go to scriptlance.com, elance.com, or rentacoder.com, and you post your job and you say, I want a membership site, I want it to be just like Mike's Instant Buzz or just like JV Network, except I want it to do this and do that, and I don't want it to do this, and you know, you give the details, and those people usually will join the site and get an idea of how it works. And you know, they'll say, okay, I'll do it for you for $400 in 21 days. And this guy will say, I'll do it for $1,100 in 30 days. And it's like eBay. You look at their feedback, and the people that, you know, that tell you that they'll do it for you for $200 in 7 days, and they have 6 feedback and 3 of them are bad. You certainly don't want to use them. And you don't always have to use the $1,500 guy, but usually a $700 guy can do it for you in 21 days to the first beta and get it, nail it right on the head. Usually you work with them on Messenger, and you work with them on a day-to-day, and they tell you, is this what you want, and then you take a look at it. So I'm just going to type in right now, see if I have this site.
Okay, cool.
What did I say, Ultimate Marketing Mini-Sites?
Yeah, ultimateminisites.com.
Ultimate Mini-Sites.
So on a daily basis then, Mike, if you outsource most everything, what's your main function on a daily basis? What do you do?
What I do is I manage my projects, and I have 3 programmers that work for me full-time. Right now there's even a part-time programmer doing some stuff for me, and I have the support staff. So what I'll do is I work with them, and I improve my sites. Like, you know, one guy's working on Instant Buzz, and I'll tell him, listen, we only have a browser right now that works for Internet Explorer. Let's get one developed for Firefox. And we work on our sites. And what I do is I do the joint ventures. I'll either work on the phone, or get people to promote my products, or I will promote other people's products, and I actually do a lot of the grunt work. You know, as my sites are being designed and developed, I will put the sites together. Like Anthony will send me the images, so you know, I'm the guy that will load them up onto the sales page. I work with the sales copy. I'll make my thank you page. I'll set up the payment account processing and that type of stuff. So you know, I'm the guy. I'm not to sound egotistical at all. But you know, just watching on AOL the other day, they had the behind the scenes of how Star Wars was made, and certainly George Lucas didn't do that by himself. But I'm the George Lucas of my own business. You know, I have my outsourced people all over the place. But ultimately, it's me that has to get everything coordinated, and have everybody getting everything to me, and I'll stay on top of them and follow up and find out what's going on with this program or this design. And then once I start knowing that it's getting to completion, that's when I'll start writing the sales copy, start contacting my joint venture partners, tell them what's coming up in about 2 weeks or something like that, and either start getting my pre-launch ready or something like that. And I'm not going to kid you, Terry. I was talking to my friend Mike again. I keep talking because we're good friends, Michael Rasmussen. But there's the mode that you get in, you know, when you're launching a site in 3 or 4 days, when you work 18 hours a day and you get everything done and you hit that zone. And then there's like you do the launch and you have, like, let's say it's a 7-day sale, and you know, I'll throw a number out. You make $50,000 or something like that. And then after that, you kind of hit, and I'm sure it's happened to you, you hit that 10-day lazy period.
Yeah.
where you get on and, you know, you go into the how-to forum, you go into the Warrior forum, you check your email, you go to ClickBank, you go to PayPal, and then, you know, you talk to this guy in Messenger, and then the phone rings, and you go through like 10 days of doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I do hit those strides sometimes. I don't want anybody on the phone to think that I'm this intense guy that's constantly working and pushing people and getting stuff done. I mean, I go through my lazy spurts sometimes, too. Sometimes the income, the passive income will come in, and you just don't feel like working as hard. And then all of a sudden you start like approaching that time. Okay, it's time to get this project going, and then you hit your stride again.
So a lot of what you're doing really is project management.
Project management. That's exactly what I consider myself as a project manager. I'm a director. that's about it. I outsource a lot. I manage a lot of people and put them together. And I do it in ways, like I said, where I'm not a slave to anything. Where I'll never create anything that's gonna take up too much of my time. And stop me from growing another business in the future. Terry, a lot of people talk about residual income, and there's another term, and we're starting to hear it a little bit more. I heard T. Harv Eker talk about it, and recently Holly Carter has a program called Passive Income Profits or something like that. And my sites aren't residual income. A few of them have subscriptions, very few, though. But my sites are what I call passive income. And I want people on this call to understand passive income is a great thing. And what that is you set it and forget it, and it doesn't consume you. You basically set up a site, and you put it into motion, and you put some viral things in place to let the site continue to grow. And as a member comes in, they buy your services, but you also give them incentives to promote your site, and then a new member comes in and gets exposed to the same process over and over again, and it creates a passive line of income. And I have some of these sites that make about $800 to $1,500 a month, and some make close to that. Well, we won't go further, but we have some that do very well in each day. Certainly, Instant Buzz is one of our main sites, and JV Network and List.com, those are the money makers. But we have other sites like for instance a free site of mine called FireSaleSecrets.com that site makes about $1,500 a month, and I never even emailed my members about it. I spoke about it as an article in my newsletter, but I asked 20 of my joint venture partners to promote the site for me, and later we can talk about joint ventures, and I'll tell you some of the things that I did there. But that site has launched about less than 60 days ago, and it has over 6,700 members, or more than that. I checked on it last night. It was 6,900, so it probably hit 6,000. That site gets about 45 new opt-ins per day, and it's set it and forget it. I never do anything with it, but the important thing is that every time somebody joins that site, I give them an incredible offer. We refer to it as the one-time offer, and it's where they can get an incredible package of all different types of products and different top-level memberships to some of my sites for $97. And that converts at and so for every 100 people that come to that site, we make about 4 to 5 sales. So let's call it more like 4%. So I'm getting about 50 members a day, so I'm making 1 to 2 sales per day, sometimes 3, of a $97 product just from that site.
And you don't have to do anything with it.
I don't do anything with it. I'd like to talk about that site. That's a very interesting site, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you an idea where that came from. I'm friends with Carlos Garcia, and he has a pretty good list. And I was shocked when he told me the size of his list. And I said to him, how the hell did you get a list that big? And he says, well, what I did, Mike, is I created this great article that promoted my site, Wealthy Secrets, and I created it with a PDF, and I have this brander that once the affiliate gets it, they can brand the article with their affiliate ID, and then they send it out to their list, and they have to opt in at my site in order to get the article. So I love that idea. I mean, it was an amazing number of people that were on his list. But to me, I said, well, it seems a little bit, 2002, to be using a viral PDF brander, because a lot of people don't know how to use those stampers and stuff like that. So what I did, Terry, is there's a couple of people that understood it and are doing something with it. But I think that if anybody's listening to anything on this call, this will be a 5-minute conversation. It may be one of the most important things that I'll talk about on the call.
Can you repeat the website just before we begin?
Sure. FireSaleSecrets.com.
FireSaleSecrets.com. Okay.
Okay.